Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, but the key word here is Titan. We're not just making a big happy rave stab and calling it done. We're shaping a rhythmic atmosphere layer that feels old school in spirit, but clean enough to sit in a modern DNB arrangement. This is a really important move in jungle and old school drum and bass, because so much of the energy lies in the mid-range. The drums are doing their thing, the sub is holding the floor, and the ARP can be the glue that fills the space between them. It can add motion, tension, and that instant nostalgic rave flavor without getting in the way. So think of this ARP less like a lead melody, and more like a rhythmic instrument. That mindset is going to help you make better decisions right away. We care about note length, placement, and phrase shape before we even get fancy with sound design. Start by setting your project tempo to somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you already have your break and bass going, even better, because this ARP needs to work with the groove, not against it. Create a new MIDI track and name it something clear like Jungle Atmos ARP or Rave ARP Top, so you're not hunting for it later. Now write a simple 2-bar MIDI chord idea in a minor key. Good starting points are minor, D minor, F minor, or G minor. Keep the voicing compact. Root, minor, third or suspended note, fifth, maybe an octave or a ninth if you want a little lift. Don't overcomplicate it yet. In old school rave and jungle, simple harmony often hits harder than flashy harmony. If you want a good coaching tip here, mute the drums for a moment and listen to the ARP on its own. It should still feel like a musical idea, not just a pattern that only works because the beat is busy underneath. If it's too chaotic solo, it'll probably be too chaotic in the mix too. Next, load up a stock synth. Waveatable is a great place to start, but analog or operator can also work depending on the flavor you want. For that ravey but controlled sound, a saw or square saw blend is a strong starting point. Keep unison moderate, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and don't go too wide too early. A little detune is great, but if you overdo it, the part gets blurry and starts feeling more trance than DNB atmosphere. Shape the amp envelope so the sound speaks quickly. Fast attack, short to medium decay, moderate sustain, and a fairly short release. You want it to feel clipped and lively, not smeared. A useful ballpark is attack around 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain around 20 to 50%, and release somewhere around 60 to 180 milliseconds. That gives you that sweet spot where the ARP still has body, but leaves room for the break to breathe. Now comes the fun part. Add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. This is where the old-school motion really comes alive. Start with style set to up. Rate at 1/16 is a good default if you want movement and urgency. If that feels too busy, try 1/8 for a more spacious rave pulse. 8 around 35 to 60% is usually a good range, because it keeps the notes tight without making them too stabby. Turn re-trigger on so the phrase resets cleanly and keep hold off for now. At this stage, listen for how the ARP locks to the drums. This is the real test. If it feels exciting but still leaves room for the snare, hats, and sub, you're on the right track. If it's fighting the break, don't be afraid to simplify. A good DNB ARP should feel like it's dancing around the drums, not standing in front of them. A very useful trick is to think in 2-bar logic. Old-school rave parts often repeat with a slight change on the second bar. That small variation keeps the loop alive. You can do that by removing a note, changing one octave hit, or shifting one step so the phrase feels like it's answering itself. That's often more effective than writing a whole new part. Now tighten the rhythm against the breakbeat. This is where the difference really shows. Shorten the MIDI notes if they're too long. Move some chord hits so they answer the snare instead of sitting right on top of it. Leave tiny pockets of silence for ghost notes and kick accents to breathe through. If your break has swing, use the groove pull subtly so the ARP shares the same feel. One of the biggest mistakes here is too much note density. If your ARP sounds impressive but starts stealing attention from the drums, it's usually because there is just too much happening. Try removing every other note, or switching from 1/16 to 1/8. Sometimes less motion actually feels more energetic, because the groove becomes clearer. Now let's shape the tone. Put an auto filter after the synth. Start with a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down into a controlled range, maybe somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on how bright the sound is. Add a little resonance if you want some edge, but keep it under control. Then automate that cutoff over the arrangement. Closed and moody for intros and breakdowns, more open when the track needs lift. After the filter, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Somewhere around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. If the sound needs it, Turn on soft clip. This helps the ARP read on smaller speakers without just making it louder. In jungle and old school DNB, a bit of grime is usually a good thing. You don't want it too polished. If the ARP is still a bit spiky, use light compression. A glue compressor or regular compressor can work well. Keep it gentle, maybe 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening it, we're just keeping it together. Now let's add space, but carefully. This is an atmospheres lesson, so the spatial treatment really matters, but the drop still needs to stay tight. The cleanest way is to use return tracks for your reverb and delay instead of drowning the insert chain. On a reverb return, try a decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds, and cut the lows so it doesn't muddy the mix. On an echo return, sync it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8, keep the feedback moderate, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry signal. The big trick is to automate the send. More wetness in breakdowns, less in the drop. That way the ARP can expand when you want atmosphere, then tighten up when the drums take over. If you want a classic jungle move, resample the wet ARP and chop the tail into smaller pieces. That gives you that organic, gritty, chop texture feel that sits so well in old-school inspired production. It turns the ARP from a simple synth part into a texture object you can actually arrange with. Stereo control is another big one. Old-school rave textures are often wide, but in DNB you still need focus. Keep the body of the ARP mostly in the mids. Check it in mono with utility. If there's any low-end content hanging around, high-pass it and keep the sub completely separate. If the sound is too wide and starts stepping on the snare or hats, narrow it down. You want width in the upper mids and atmosphere around the edges, not a huge blurry wash in the center. A really effective workflow is to split the ARP into two layers. Make one dry core layer that stays more centered and rhythmic. Then make a second airy layer that's high-passed more aggressively, with more delay and reverb. That way you can keep the main groove clear and still get the big atmospheric feel. This is a very clean way to make old-school energy work in a modern mix. Once the basic sound is working, print or resample a version to audio. This is where things get very DNB. When you turn the synth into audio, you can chop the transient, reverse tiny bits, mute notes, and create fills that feel more like part of the drum arrangement. You can even make a dirty duplicate with light redux or extra saturation, then blend it underneath the clean version for that vintage edge. This is also where arrangement becomes really important. Don't leave the ARP running the same way for the entire track. Automate it. In an intro, keep the filter more closed and let the reverb bloom. As the drop hits, pull the reverb back and let the ARP become more staccato and rhythmic. In a breakdown, open the filter wider and let the tails breathe again. You can even pitch one hit up an octave or a bar before the drop to create a little rush of tension. A strong jungle ARP often behaves like a conversation with the bass and drums. Let the bass speak on the downbeat, then let the ARP answer on the offbeat or peck up. That call and response feel is a huge part of what makes the groove move forward without everything playing at once. A few common mistakes to watch for. Too much reverb in the drop will blur the rhythm, so keep the dry signal dominant there. Too much low end in the ARP will fight the sub, so high pass it. Too many notes will make it sound busy rather than powerful. And if the harmony feels weak, simplify it. A minor triad, a suspended voicing, or an octave layer can sound more period correct than a complicated chord stack. If you want to push it darker, try adding a ninth or sus2 note occasionally for tension, but don't turn it into a full chord theory exercise. You're aiming for vibe, not jazz homework. A bit of noise, vinyl texture, or a gritty duplicate layer can also make the ARP feel more like it belongs in the same world as chopped breaks and rave samples. Here's a really solid, quick practice method. Pick a minor key, write a 2-bar chord, add the ARPigator at 1/16 with a gate around 40 to 50%, load wavy-able or analog, shape a short decay, add auto filter, send to reverb and echo returns, high pass the sound, then duplicate the clip and make one performance version with a few note changes. If you can, test it against a simple amen or chopped break and a sub plus respace. That's the real test. If the ARP still feels exciting without crowding the drums, you've got it. So the big takeaway is simple. Build an old-school rave-style ARP, then tighten it for modern Ableton DNB. Keep the harmony simple. Keep the rhythm locked. Keep the low end clean. Use filtering, saturation, and send effects to create atmosphere. And automate the parts so it feels alive across the arrangement. If it sounds exciting, nostalgic, and powerful, while still leaving space for the break and sub, then you've nailed that retro rave jungle vibe.